Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 63 of the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, and her life. Today, we're talking about what your bicycle seat does to your vagina. I said the V word. You heard it. Before we hop into this segment with our go-to fitness expert, Liz Cora, I want to make sure you know that this episode of Her is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix, customized just for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to run on over to iTunes after our episode and leave us a nice rate and review, because I read these things. Yes, I do. I love to hear the feedback and hear from you. So please do that. All right. It's time for Her.
Her. The podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind.
Her body.
Her life. It's all about Her.
Oh, I was reading this article about what your bicycle seat does to your vagina. Now, listen, honey, when you have an article that starts out with a title like that, you know we're going to read this thing, because we've all, well, kind of sort of been there. And our go-to fitness expert, Liz Cora, knows all about this because she leads those spin classes that leave me walking around like I just hopped off a horse saddle. And she's going to help us understand what this is all about. Liz is a seasoned fitness professional with over 15 years of experience delivering dynamic and effective group fitness and personal training. She is the Equinox head fitness manager over at the Tyson's Corner, Virginia facility. And there she just takes us through our A to Z's on everything fitness, keeping us in great shape, showing us what functional fitness looks like, and helping us understand how to take good care of ourselves. So Liz, welcome back to the Her podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Peek. I'm so excited. I always love being a part of your amazing show.
Well, we're gonna have some fun here. When I saw that headline, I said, "Uh-oh, Liz, read this article." Now we got to understand this. Now everyone knows that sitting on, you know, a spin bike or anybody's bike, it doesn't even have to be a spin bike. It could just be, you know, you're taking a bike ride around the neighborhood, or you know, one of those long ones and back and forth. And if you're a woman, we have some special needs. Now I know for a fact, you know, that I've had issues here because I don't have a bottom. I really don't. You know, I don't have a J-Lo thing going, no Beyonce thing. I stare at people with real bottoms. I'm just flat as a pancake back there. It's just something, you know, just saying.
Oh, come
you know,
on. And,
come on. I sit down and on a bicycle seat and it's like, Lord, give me padding here. And then, you know, like what else? And then I keep wondering, am I doing like harm to myself down there? And what do you tell women when they're sitting around, you know, trying to figure out how to get comfortable on this thing? So come on, Liz, lead us through it. What's this all about?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say that you're not giving yourself enough credit. You have a gorgeous derriere. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just saying. Okay? Just got to put that out there. But it's very important when people come to my class that are brand new, even if you're not brand new, you know, life changes, you get new shoes, whatnot, whatever. It's so important that you're set up correctly on the bike. Bike setup is everything. It's 99.9% of the class. If you are not set up on the bike, you are not going to have a good experience. For example, a saddle that is too high, it can force the rider to be reaching for the pedals, and it can cause pressure or chafing. And a saddle that's too low, it doesn't allow for the legs to support the body, and it can put excess pressure on the V-word. That's what causes a lot of the problems. So when you have your cycle instructor go through these certifications, half of the training or two-thirds of the training is learning how to set different bodies up on the bikes. So when you go to a class, it is so important that you arrive early, 10, 15 minutes early, and you get a nice fit on the bike. You are set up. You have, hopefully you have your cycle shoes with you. If you don't, that's okay. If you're just trying out the class, they have special cages, you know, if you're just, you know, trying it out or whatnot, hopefully you take that investment. If you really love spin and you really like to continue with that, that's a, we can move on to that topic. But I can't emphasize enough that the bike setup is so important. It really supports the weight of your body. So when you have your instructor go through these cycle classes, we practice setting up on different people so that we are able to custom fit, and we do what's also called a quick fit. And it really is a science. The bikes are designed so that the saddle can go forward and back, and that it can go up and down, and the handlebars can go forward and back and up and down. And, you know, if you have lower back issues or, you know, our torsos and our legs are longer, and you can really customize that bike to fit your body. So that's really, really important. So if you're running late and you're going to run into the class and you're running 5 to 10 minutes late, maybe you take the next class and you come a little bit early and you take that time for yourself.
Isn't that interesting? So many women, you know, just kind of blow in there and they don't really spend enough time figuring out what really works for them. And I notice that a lot when I'm taking spin classes, say, for instance. The other thing I notice also is that when you're just riding outdoors, you know, on your bike, I know a lot of people who've not taken the time, and, you know, it will cost a bit sometimes when you get it from an expert to actually have the bike fitted for you. I mean, really fitted, because everyone's different. I know that, you know, I'm busted. I'm totally busted on this one because I couldn't understand why I was uncomfortable until I finally had an expert actually measure me out. I've got long legs, and I have a, as we say in the business, a minimus behind. And so I needed help all the way around, everything from, you know, how that that saddle, you know, the seat is actually tilted, and other things that go on with your whole body. So I really think that that's important, because I don't want a single woman out there who wants to either ride a bike outdoors or to take a spin class or to do whatever, you know, I don't want a single woman to limit herself so that, you know, she says, no, I can't do that at all. She has to be able to feel comfortable. So, you know, I think it's a frustration for a lot of women because they don't feel, you know, very comfortable. And what you've just said is, you know, that fitting is absolutely key. Now, a lot, you know, something I've also heard, Liz, is that a lot of experts have said, oh, over time, that area down there, everything from the vaginal opening to your bottom, becomes, and I quote, used to the seat and cycling. What the heck does that mean?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the seat, because if you're at a quality studio, like at Equinox, we have the Schwinn bikes, and they are very top of the line.
Oh, I love them. Oh, they're wonderful.
They're amazing bikes. And if you take a look at the Schwinn bikes that we have at all of our Equinox and Equinox Sports Club locations, there is a divot in the saddle, and it's a little like cut out in the middle of the saddle. So you're looking down, and it's a wider saddle to support the hips. And then you look in the middle, and it looks like somebody like scooped out the middle of the saddle, and in the saddle meaning the seat. And that is to take pressure off of the vagina, the big V, whatever, you know, whatever we're calling it. So when we say, what does the bicycle do to your vagina? And it's funny because I called Dr. Anders Apgar, who is my OBGYN, delivered my kids and who I see once a year. And I said, hey, Dr. Apgar, I'm talking to Pamela Peek today, Dr. Peek, on her radio, and I have a question for you. And I asked him, I said, Dr. Apgar, what does the bicycle seat do to your vagina when you're on the bike? And he laughed. And I said, I already know what the answer is, but I want to hear it from you. And he said, nothing. And it's because of that bike. He said, because of the bike seat, the way that it's carved out. And when we're talking about the actual, you know, the labia, the vagina, because of that divot and the way that the bike is set up, the quality bike seat that you have, it's not, if you're set up correctly and you have the correct bike seat with the correct positioning, it's not going to do anything to your vagina. So if you leave the class and you have soreness or pain in your actual vagina, then something wasn't right. Then you weren't set up correctly. Maybe you had an incorrect fitting. Maybe you were late for class. Maybe you just jumped on the first bike. Maybe we needed to take a little bit more time to give you a custom fit. Now, I know the soreness you're talking about, and the soreness is actually around your sitz bones on the outside of your vagina. And that can be from having the saddle a little bit too low. And if the saddle's too low, again, that doesn't allow for the legs to support the body. So we may have to raise the saddle up. And even if it's your first class and you haven't cycled before, or it's been a while since you've cycled, those sitz bones are sitting on a bike for 45 minutes to an hour, and they're not used to sitting on a bike. And you're asking this area or these bones that have never come in contact. You know, you think about how you sit in a chair and the chair is flat, and now you're sitting on a small bicycle seat, and you have your sitz bones that are on the side of your vagina sitting on a bike with, you know, little support, you know, in the area in the center. And you're cycling and you're pedaling up a hill and you're in and out of the saddle, you're going to feel a little something going on later. The nerve ending.
I love that little something.
Yeah, like, a little something later. You're going to feel little, you know, whatever it is. And eventually over time, just as your muscles adapt to exercise or your aerobic threshold will adapt to running or whatever is suits your fancy, your body will adapt to. When we say that, you know, your vagina will get used to the bike seat, you know, whoever says that, we're saying that the body adapts to whatever conditions that it's given to. And if you decide that you love your cycle class at Equinox and that is your favorite instructor and Pursuit is your favorite class at Equinox and you're coming to that class every Wednesday at 9:45, that's my class, by the way. If you're coming to that class every single Wednesday with me and you're coming to Bethesda and you're taking that class because it's the best, you know, just got to plug my class. And we have so much fun. Your body will adapt and you're set up correctly and your body will change and it will accommodate. And we're not causing damage. We're just adapting to our environment. And
I love it.
The change that we see.
Well, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm going to put on my little doctor hat here and I'm going to run down a little bit of anatomy for folk. All right. So, you know, when you look down there, you know, there's a really important nerve that kind of courses. It's the main nerve. It's called the pudendal nerve. And it courses throughout our pelvic area. And it gives us feeling to all of that area down there, the pleasurable areas and just around that whole, you know, geography. And it runs along the bone. And so, you know, if you've got a little bit of pleasure, a little bit of pressure applied to that area, there's no problem with that. It's just that in some people, it can feel a little bit more compressed. All of our anatomy is a little bit different. We don't all look the same, and our nerve can, you know, have some variation in where it goes. But generally speaking, that's the big one. And when we do have some temporary compression, it may make the area feel like it's, well, falling asleep or a little bit numb, but it usually goes away once the pressure does. You know, I felt that when I first went on bikes, especially spin and others, when I really didn't have a good fit. But once I did, all of a sudden, you know, it was 50 times easier for me to be able to, you know, do the biking without discomfort one way or the other. So that's really important. And really, at the end of the day, your feminine parts down there, don't you just love the way we talk about this, Liz? You know, little parts and everything. Your feminine parts down there can actually tolerate a lot. So, you know, really, at the end of the day, a lot of this is also common sense. It's not a great idea to do a cycling class minutes after getting a Brazilian wax. Not a good idea. Okay.
Right.
So that's that's not happening. You know, anything like that. It's just, yeah, I mean, come on. It's just logical. Take good care of yourself down there. Now, I have an interesting question for you. What about women who are heavier? You know, there are a lot of women who are, you know, have packed on a few, maybe have a lot of extra behind and, you know, geography down there. Do they need a different kind of seat? Is there something else that goes on there?
You know, it's funny that you ask, because I would say the answer right now would be no. If someone is 50 pounds heavier than the woman next to them, no. If someone is 400 pounds next to the person next to them, maybe. And I say that because I've almost lost 100 pounds and 100
Woo-hoo!
Pounds heavier.
Rock on, Liz.
I'm 11 pounds away from hitting my 100 pound mark. And when I was almost 100 pounds heavier, I did not need a different saddle. I did need a different adjustment in my bike. My bike adjustments are now different. So I have had to adjust my bike. I actually just did a cycle class this morning and noticed that my adjustments were different on this particular bike that I rode this morning versus how they were a couple of months ago when I was maybe 10, 12 pounds heavier. So the bike adjustments may change. But we do have cushions for the bike. So some of that may be a little bit heavier may need a cushion for the bike, which goes over the saddle. And they sell those at bike stores. And I believe that some of our locations have them. But some people do bring cushions if they are a little more, they do need, you know, their anatomy is a little bit more sensitive, or they may need them. And the instructors can help them put them on top. And it's easy. They just go right on top and we pull it closed for them. But that offers a little bit more support, so that could be something that we can offer them. But the bikes are designed for everybody, you know. It just is finding the right fit for the
Ooh,
individual
speaking
person.
Of fit, speaking of fit, there's something else that I know a lot of women ask out there. They're saying, okay, I get it that I need to have this all fitted out appropriately and correctly. We're all good. Life is wonderful. Okay, now, what about what you wear? Now, I remember having to sit down and have a little convo with myself about this. Like, okay. So what I want is some sweat wicking kind of material. What's the best thing for women to wear to be able to, you know, best feel comfortable when they're doing that spin class or they're biking in general?
Well, definitely not big sweaty, you know, or big sweatpants and baggy clothes. You definitely want to stay away from that. So just like you said, the sweat wicking clothes, you know, either bike shorts are fine. I see women in yoga pants, you know, fitted tops, sports bras, anything that you are comfortable in that makes you feel comfortable in the cycle studio, short sleeves, tank tops. I would recommend not cotton, like you said, the wicking, you know, the sweat, you're pulling the sweat away. When you say that, it means pulling the sweat away from the body. But definitely not, you know, the baggier pants, because you don't want to get caught in the flywheel. That's the wheel that spins in the front of the room. Anything that makes you feel comfortable, it really doesn't matter. I mean, take your shirt off, spin in the room. It's dark anyways. Who's looking? Whatever.
All right, let's talk about what you're wearing down there, since that's what we're talking about here.
I've seen a variety of things in the cycle studio. I've seen cycle shorts. I have seen yoga pants. I've seen capris, and I have seen padded shorts. There are many people that wear padded shorts in the cycle studio. Those are mostly the outdoor riders. I see a lot of, when you see people that have the padded shorts, that's usually an indication that they're an outdoor rider, because those seats are very different than the seats that you see in the cycle studio.
Yeah, I'm an outdoor rider because I'm a triathlete. And so actually what's interesting is the triathlon outfits, and you could wear just the bottom if you want to, I do it all the time, have a smaller padded area because you're doing a triathlon, which means that you've got three different sports you have to live through somehow. So I've got to swim in them, I've got to bike in them, and I've got to run in them. So they can't be like the big padded ones for people who just do cycling alone. And so I personally love the triathlon ones because I find them less bulky. And you know, you could try them on out there. They're really kind of cool. You know, they're form fitting, and they have just enough padding for me to feel, you know, quite comfortable. And you know, even when I haven't worn those, I find that, if I have a really, you know, good fit to my, seat, my bike seat in whatever class or wherever I am, then, you know, just wearing something wickable. There are a lot of companies out there that put out really fun, just, you know, sweat wicking materials. There's countless. All the big, you know, sports clothing companies have really great women's undies and back and forth. So, you know, feel free. Also, hey, there's another one too. You know, if you go to places like REI and the Outdoor Fitters and stuff, they've got great wickable undies for women, for the obvious reason: if you're hiking, you know, 20 miles that day, trust me, honey, you want them to be sweat wicking. And so I found some really great deals there as well. So don't just be going to a running store or something. You've got some really good deals to be found everywhere. Does that make sense, Liz?
Absolutely. And you know, to add to what you should be wearing, it's a great investment to invest in the indoor cycle shoe with the SPD clips. When you add in that indoor cycle shoe to use for your classes, it completely changes your ride versus
I use them too. Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people just sort of run in there and they just do the cage, which is just meaning that, you know, you come in with whatever, you know, like sneaks or something, and you do your thing. But you're right. Until you understand how it feels to clip in. Now, they tend to be, you know, I mean, they're pricey. There's no question. But there's also one that I love. It's my fave. Now, I do have one that's just plain clip-on that I just use for my, you know, spin classes and stuff, and there's no problem. But there are other ones that they have a special clip inside the underside of the shoe. But when you get off the bike, it actually, the shoe itself pretty much becomes a sneaker. In other words, it's like a walking shoe, whereas the traditional biking shoe, the clip-on, is not a walking shoe. You want to get that thing off as soon as you can.
Right.
So I like that one where you can kind of walk and also clip on, and they're found at all of the performance stores, and so you kind of get double duty out of them. Make sense?
No, absolutely, and that's, you know, you can, that's the SBD clip. They have the outdoor cycling shoes with the SPD clip usually do that. And then the SPD clips you can have for the indoor cycling shoes usually are designed that way so that you can walk to the bathroom, walk to the locker room, you know, and whatnot. But the SPD clips that are on the outside for the outdoor shoes are usually designed for people to be able to get off their bikes really fast. Just in case, you know, if there's a dog that jumps out in front of you or you're about to run into a tree or, you know, whatnot. But
you saw me run into that tree? Is that what you did?
I did.
Oh, you were there when that happened?
I put it on YouTube. I jumped out of the
No wonder people have been emailing me.
I know. That was me. I was stalking you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, we have been talking to our wonderful fitness expert, our go-to, Liz Cora. You know, Liz is so special to us because, you know, Liz is totally, absolutely real. You've heard some of our other Her podcasts with Liz. Liz has gone through an incredible journey in her life as someone who really walks the talk. She shed almost 100 pounds of excess body weight that came on because of tough times in her life, including, oh my gosh, thank gosh, a brain tumor, which was benign, which was operated on about a year ago. And she has been doing phenomenally well. And we love her so much because she is probably one of the best motivational fitness instructors around. She's with the Equinox Health Clubs and is the group fitness manager for the Tyson's Equinox Club here in the Washington, D.C. area, and really just lives this with a passion. So whenever we come up with really interesting issues like what your bicycle seat does to your vagina, of course we're going to go to Liz by definition and really kind of get down to the bottom line on all of these fun, practical, and yet, wow, kind of interesting things that happen to our wonderful women's bodies. So Liz, once again, thank you for sharing your wit and wisdom, as well as your own personal story. Every single time we hop on board with you, everyone go to Liz's website, and that's L-I-Z-C, as in Charlie, O-R-A-H.com, to learn more about her work. Follow her on Facebook as well, because you can really see what she's doing there. And that's Liz Cora, L-I-Z, and then C-O-R-A-H. Liz, thanks again for being on the Her podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Remember to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes and on our show page at RadioMD.com. And please take some time to rate and review our podcast on iTunes. Why? Because I read these things. I love your feedback. And it's so important for us to kind of stay right with you on what your needs are out there. So please do it. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeakMD, and you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Hey, thanks for listening, and stay well.